From experience, I know that lots more walking and less sitting is better for pain management. Should I just continue to sit and work on enduring the unendurable, or walk more? Can I just walk more? It's because sometimes pain is you can learn a lot from pain, but it also wears you down, so one does need to find ways that one can develop a continuity of awareness of stable, clear states of mind, and walking is a valid practice. Standing is a valid practice. It doesn't have to be sitting as kind of be all and end all of meditation. I tend to give an example of one of Ajahn Mun's disciples when I speak of the options in walking meditation. Lumpu Khao is a very highly respected student of Ajahn Mun, and his primary practice was walking meditation, he would in Thailand after alms round, you are alms round early in the morning, like right at dawn, and then the meal in forest monasteries it tends to be kind of early, 8 o'clock, 8:30, and then you're done for the day. You have one meal a day, and then said that would. So Ajahn Khao, after the meal, clean up, go back to his dwelling place, and then he'd do walking meditation for 3 hours, and then he'd go have a midday nap, bit of a rest, get up, go and do 3 hours of walking meditation, and he'd come back, sweep up, do the cleaning chores. Have a shower, have some tea, and do 3 hours of walking meditation, and then he'd start sitting. And so the sitting didn't take place until after he'd done a lot of walking.